And a good Monday morning. Time for a check of sports here on Kate Radio. From the Americana Insurance Press Box, I'm Aaron Worm. Scores from Saturday, a game you heard right here on Kate. In baseball, Section 1, 3A Winners Bracket Final. The number 3 seed, Albert Lee, they're moving on to the section finals. They beat the top seed, Byron, 4-2. Tigers will play for the section title against Byron coming up on Wednesday. Tigers win once, they go to state. Byron have to win twice to advance to state. Now, the Tigers are looking for their first trip to the state tournament since 1969. Should be a lot of fun on Wednesday night. First pitch at 5. All the action here on Kate Radio. So after Byron got beat, they had to play one more game on Saturday. We'll get to that in just a moment. Second-seeded Jordan beat the number 4 seed Red Wing 8-6. Jordan moved on to an elimination game against Byron. And Byron, they beat Jordan 18-0. To end the season for the Hubmen, so Byron and Albert Lee in the section final. In Section 2, 2A baseball, the number 12 seed New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva, they're still alive as the 12 seed. They beat the number 2 seed Blue Earth Area 5-2. NRHEG will face the number 4 seed Sibley East at Gaylord tonight. Now, if they win, they play the number 6 seed Cannon Falls at 7:30. So the Panthers, a nice run in the postseason. They could play two games tonight. The winner of that last game will advance to Thursday's section final against top-seeded Belle Plaine, where they would have to beat the Tigers twice to move on the state. In Section 1A baseball, the number 3 seed Southland ended the season for the number 4 seed USC. In 8 innings, Southland wins 9-8. USC, their season comes to an end. In softball on Saturday, Section 2 AA, LeSueur Henderson, the top seed in that section, beat New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva 11-0. But the Panthers, that was their first loss. They bounced back with a 7-1 win against Maple River. New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva, they're going to take on Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial at Caswell Park in Mankato tomorrow at 5. Now, if they win that game, they would play Belle Plaine at 7:30. Winner of that game will play LeSueur Henderson in the section finals later on this week. In Section 1A softball, the number 4 seed Blooming Prairie, they end the season for the number 6 seed USC 13-3 in 6 innings. Again, USC, their season comes to an end. In prep sports today in Iowa, in baseball, let's start there. Lake Mills will host North Union in Bancroft. That starts at 7:30. Northwood Kensett, they're going to host Central Springs also at 7:30. In softball today, Lake Mills, they're going to face North Union in Sweet City at 6. At Northwood Kensett, they're going to host Central Springs. That's a 6 o'clock start. In boys golf today, USC competes in day 2 of the Section 2A golf tournament at North Links Golf Course in Mankato. That will start at 10 o'clock this morning. Minnesota first baseman Miguel Sano swooped in to catch a popped-up bunt and start a triple play. Yes, a triple play for the Minnesota Twins. They beat the Royals yesterday 2-1. Twins are off today. They will start a 3-game series at home against the Yankees. That starts tomorrow. Caleb McBride scored 19 points, and Crystal Dangerfield and Sylvia Fall scored 17 apiece. The Minnesota Lynx never trailed. They beat Atlanta last night 100-80. NBA scores. Atlanta beat Philadelphia 128-124 to kick off their second-round series. Hawks are up 1-0. And in Game 7, first-round series, the LA Clippers, they're moving on. They beat Dallas 126-111. Clippers win that series 4-3. Brooklyn Nets All-Star guard James Harden will miss Game 2 of the Eastern Conference semifinals tonight because of right hamstring tightness. Now, he left Saturday's 115-107 win against Milwaukee in Game 1 after 43 seconds of the game. That was it because of that injury. Again, no Harden in Game 2 tonight. NHL score, second round. Montreal beat Winnipeg 5-1. Canadiens in control. They're up 3-0. Las Vegas beat Colorado 5-1. That series is getting good. Tied now at 2 games apiece. The Titans have agreed to a deal that brings 7-time Pro Bowl receiver Julio Jones to Tennessee. Now, pending a physical, the Titans will acquire Jones from the Falcons for a second-round pick at next year's NFL draft and a fourth-rounder in 2023. Jones will join running back Derrick Henry and wide receiver A.J. Brown on an offense that ranked 4th in scoring in 2020. And also on this check of sports, Kyle Larson beat teammate Chase Elliott in overtime at Sonoma Raceway to win his second consecutive cup race as Hendrick Motorsports. They continue a month of dominance. Now, Larson won all three stages Sunday and led a race-high 58 of the 92 laps. Hendrick drivers have won four straight races dating to Alex Bowman's May 16th victory. And that's a check of sports here on KATE Radio. Reporting from the Americana Insurance Press Box, I'm Aaron Worm.